Well, it's a shorter line for the to get an omelet in the morning. That's important. It's nice to start building. With the guys you're going to be around most of the year, it's kind of, you know, build those work habits in practice, and just get on the same page with one another, and just kind of get into a groove with how we do things.
What do you think of the competition going on for those bottom roster spots at this stage now?
Whoever's the best player is going to get them. I don't really think much of it. That's it.
Is there an idea of? I mean, a lot of them are different players, which I guess can, you know, some big, some small, some skilled, some heavy. Is there more of an idea of a game that you think that this team needs to play that should shape which of those guys get picked?
Well, I think that's the key for them, is to be able to play the game that we play. I think that's what you're trying to get at?
I guess.
I think all the guys that are trying to fight to make the team are, you know, obviously really talented players. You know, they've had great success coming in. Now it's just a matter of who can play our game the best and fit in the best and make the biggest impact. So, I think everyone has something to prove, regardless if you're fighting for a roster spot. You know, there's three games left to training camp, so everyone has different goals to accomplish. You know, I don't look at it like, you know, there's two or three guys fighting for a spot. For me, it's everyone trying to fight to get back to that level we're at, and those guys will follow that lead.